what you got going for it.
Well, good morning, Walsall. I love you. God loves you. His name is Jesus, Son of God, the Almighty. No other God but Jesus. And He loves you. And He's dead for you. He's done the business. He's been crucified, dead and risen, and ruling and reigning in love and grace and power. And He's here even today through myself, pleading with you, imploring you, begging you to be reconciled to God, to know His love, know His grace, His forgiveness, to know His life, life eternal. This is knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ. It's eternal life, the knowledge of God. We seek to bring it to you today. Also, we seek to bring it to you, you personally, whoever you be, whatever you be, whatever you've been, whoever you've been sleeping with, whatever your sins might be, God loves you. His name is Jesus, and He came into the world and lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead to conquer sin, death, and hell, conquer your sin, your guilt, your shame, your blame, and to bring you back to God through faith, believing, trusting in Him, His person, and that which He has done, which He has accomplished. Come to Him today. You may, you have the warrant to believe, I tell you. You have the warrant in that the gospel, the good news, is being proclaimed to you here, that Christ is offered to you. You have the warrant. You have the justification to believe, to trust, and know God's salvation. This is what we're about. This is what the Bible's about. This is about the true church of God, the Bible believing what I mean. This is what we're about. The love of God also for you. The love of God for mankind, all mankind. The love of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, not perish, not die in their sin, not go to hell, but have everlasting life in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. We have Bibles, we have New Testaments. I got this here Gospel of John, a good place to begin if you've never read the Bible before. Freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you, none at all. You just take, and it's yours, do it as you will. But if you read, study John's Gospel here, you'll see who Jesus is, what He is, what He came to do, and why. Why? Because He loves you. And these things are written, it says, that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and believing, that's all, believing that you might have life eternal, that is, in His name. So you'd like a coffee of God's written word that's offered to you, Bible, New Testament, this here Gospel of John.
Can we have a free Bible?
Of course you can. Oh, please, you would like a Bible, please.
That's not second.
No, my friend will give you one.
Yeah. When I went there, the rain, and I'll come over to you.
Sorry?
At the rain over there, and I'll come over to you.
Oh, okay. So, If you like a copy of God's written word, you feel free to come and ask for one. And of course, if you have any questions pertaining to these matters, ask away. We'll do our best to answer your questions. And if you'd like somebody pray for you, sick, downcast, troubled, your own fault or somebody else's, it doesn't matter. Like somebody pray for you, I'd be more than happy to do that for you also. Pray maybe that God save you, sir, eh? How about that? Huh? Pray that God save you. Pray that God enlighten you. Pray that God give you His Holy Spirit. Put life and love into you. Life and love and lasting joy. None other name for me, Jesus. Love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus found in thee. Nobody else. Neither is there salvation in any other. None other name, the Bible says, under heaven, under the entire canopy of heaven, whereby we must be saved. Away with Confucius. Away with Mohammed. Away with the Pope. Away with the Watchtower Society. Forsake them. Run from them. Flee from them. False prophets and apostles. And charge to the true and living God, to Jesus Christ.
No.
Salvation.
None
other name. None other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. He's offered to you today. You take Him. He came to His own, but His own received Him not, but to as many as did receive Him. To them that believed on His name, to them He gave the right, authority, power, that is, to become children of God. That's how you join God's family, by receiving Jesus, believing into Jesus. Condemnation, the guilt, the sin, the shame, the blame's taken away. Cursed in the wrath of God, lifted from off of you, set free, justified, cleared in God's court for time and for eternity. Come to Jesus. Come today. You may. Word of God for you here today, taken from the Old Testament. Today, Walsall sinners, listen up, will you? Listen up, the free gospel, the free grace of God. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, and your soul shall live. Turn ye, saith the Lord. Why will ye die when there is life, when you can live eternally, everlastingly? Incline your ear, listen diligently to what God the Lord would say to you today, Walsall sinner. Loves you, sent His Son for you, to die for you, rise again from the dead, to give you life and immortality. Now, separated from God by your iniquity, now alienated from God and from the life of God. No life, spiritual life that is in you. No relationship with God. Only the gospel can give you that. Religion, Mecca's religion, Rome's religion, man's religion brings you into bondage, slavery. Allah wants you for a slave. The God, the true and living God, Jesus Christ, wants you for a loving relationship. He wants to love you and you to love Him. You to be His father and you to be His child. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And that's what you're invited. That's what you're invited into. And that was offered to you today. For a lasting relationship. One that never comes to an end. Not even death can bring to an end. But continues on through all eternity. So come, come, the prophet says, come. Come one, come all. Come the whole town of Walsall. Come ye all. There's room. Oh, there's room for you all. Plenty of room. Come unto me, says Jesus, and I'll give you rest. Rest for your soul. Oh, thirsty for what? Thirsty for the alehouse, thirsty for drugs, thirsty for uncleanness, thirsty for all manner of things, all that the world affords, material pleasures even, thirsty, 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 but you go to the broken cisterns of this world, and you drink, and you have to go back and drink again and again and again because they don't quench your thirst. They just mock you. They laugh you to scorn. Says the alehouse, yeah, you'll be back again tomorrow. Thirsting after the broken systems of this world. Come, says Jesus, to me, the water that I shall give you shall be in you a well of water welling up to everlasting eternal life, the fountain of life. Jesus is His name, the only Lord God. There is no other God but Jesus Christ. Come to Him. He bids you to come, ye who are thirsty. Thirsting for love, but you don't find it in this world either. Some of you don't find it in your own family. Some of you have craved, longed for it all your days and never found it. Let down, broken human relationship. God invites you into a relationship with Himself of love. Everlasting love. Love from which you can never, ever be separated from ever again. Once reconciled to Him. And here is the amazing, here is the astonishing thing. That from His throne, even here, this afternoon, God Himself in Jesus Christ pleads with you, implores you, begs you to be reconciled to Him. Trusting all you have to do is come. Oh, there must be a cost, you say. Oh, you say there must be some hidden small print here. There must be something that I have to pay. Something I have to do. No, says Jesus, you just come. You just come to me. I'll do the rest. Come without money. Come without price, He says. Religion will have you to do. Oh, religion will require you to dress. dressed like Muhammad, maybe. Huh? Although may the encyclicals of the Pope do what the Watchtower Society tells you. And they tell you that you get God's favor. No, you don't, says God. There's only one way you get my favor, says Jesus. You come to me for it, and I give it to you freely. Freely. What don't you understand, Walt, all about free? Free. Oh, you say nothing's free in this world. Nothing. Wrong. The gospel is, God's love is, the love of Jesus is, come to me, he says, without money, without price. No religious hoops to jump through. No religious stuff to do. You just come and you drink at the well of life. You drink at the well of love. You just drink. Drink your fill. Freely drink the living water that Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son, offers to you, sets before you, or even here today. So come, thirsty ones. Oh, come, he says. No money, no price, without price. Why, he says, why do you spend money for that which is not bread? You spend your money looking for that which will satisfy you, but it never does. It doesn't matter what you buy. It doesn't matter even if you won the lottery and you had all the money that you wished for and could spend and spend and spend and buy and buy and buy. You'll still be buying bread that doesn't satisfy. You still would not be satisfied. Only the true bread, the true bread that came down from heaven, Jesus, only he can satisfy you. And you don't have to pay without money, without price. But you spend your money. You spend your money on what doesn't satisfy. You spend your money in the alehouse. You spend your money in the shop. You spend your money in all manner of things, thinking that they'll bring satisfaction to you. But as soon as you've got the stuff, you find there's no satisfaction. Here in the gospel, here in Jesus, satisfaction guaranteed. No money, no cost, no price. You just come and you eat the bread of life. You take him, Jesus, to be your Savior. You labor for that which doesn't satisfy, the prophet says. You work and work 24/7. Day after day. You work in order to obtain more money, laboring for all kinds of stuff, laboring to fill your houses, your wardrobes, and all to purchase all manner of things that don't satisfy. No satisfaction, no matter how hard you work.
Where's the Bible?
What?
Where's the Bible?
In my Bible.
Is it a big one or a small one?
I don't know.
Can I have a look at
them? Well, let me watch a Bible. You want a Bible?
Yeah.
A big
one.
Yeah.
Which one
do you have?
A big one?
Do you mean a big print?
Yeah.
You mean big print?
Yeah.
No, not really. It's just average.
Just
the
average.
Let me see. 9 points. That ESV, yeah, maybe not good like that. Small print.
Yeah, it's very small print. Yeah.
So like I say, also,
I
found myself to it.
Yeah,
so like I say, friends, you labor, you toil, and you work for that which doesn't satisfy. And you can come freely and you can come and drink, and you can eat freely, dine at the Lord's table. Jesus, He gives you that which satisfies. He gives you the bread of life. He gives you the water of life, living water. The well, the water that I shall give you, says Jesus, shall well up within you to everlasting life. He puts it in you, and it remains in you. The water of life is eternal. It just keeps running, never runs out. Oh, also, come to Jesus. Come, come ye thirsty ones. Come ye hungry ones, He says. Incline your ear, listen. Listen, listen to the voice of the shepherd. Listen to His voice, not mine. My sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But incline your ear, listen to Him. Oh, maybe, perhaps, you need Him to put His fingers in your ear. Take away the deafness. Natural born sinners, we come into the world stone deaf to the voice of God. Conceived in sin and born in sin. Natural born sinners, thirsty and hungry from day one. Thirsting and hungry, hungering for we know not what. And no matter what we get, we're still thirsty, we're still hungry. We're still wanting, never satisfied. Unable to hear the voice of Jesus, stone deaf. We'd be like the goats until He puts his fingers in our ears and cures, takes away the deafness. Then you can incline your ear. Then you hear, then you listen to Him, then you hear Him, His voice, not mine. And when you hear His voice, oh, that drawing voice of love, oh, that overture of love, come to me, come, come, He says, come, the lover of men's soul, love speaks to you, love calls you, love says to you, come to me and let me love you. Let me love the sin out of you. Let me love the unclean out of you. Let me love the dissatisfaction out of you. Let me love you. But then after Jesus has put His fingers in your ears and you're able to hear for the first time in your natural existence, and you hear him, and He calls you in such a way you just can't refuse His voice of love. I tell you, it's so intriguing. His voice of love is irresistible. You can't do anything else but come to Him for love, for light, for joy, for satisfaction. Come without money, come without price. Incline your ear. Come unto me, says Jesus. Come unto me. Here, He says, and your soul shall live eternally, everlastingly, never to die. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Your soul shall live. But what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and still not be satisfied and lose his soul at the end of it? Why labor, I ask you, for that, for the world that can never satisfy you? Why drink in the broken systems of this world that can never satisfy you? never put life, bring life to you. Many of you young people, you say, oh, I just want to live. I want to live my life. I want to live it to the full. I want to enjoy it. But you cannot, because you looked to and you turned to so many things, this world. But it can't give you life. Only Jesus can. It can't give you satisfaction. Only Jesus can. Come to me, he said. Come unto me and I'll give you rest for your soul. Come unto me and I'll give you life for your soul. Incline your ear. Come unto me here and your soul shall live, not die, never perish. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. And oh, should you gain the whole world, labor for, chase after, seek after the world, its wealth and its pleasures, and your soul never lives, your soul dies eternally, everlastingly. What shall it profit a man, a woman, if he should gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? Eternal, everlasting perdition, the damnation of hell. Oh, my friends, avoid such an end, such a disastrous, such a catastrophic end as that. I don't just speak to the young, I speak to the elderly. I speak to my own generation, the 80-year-old. Oh, never lived 80 years in this world and you've never lived, you've never tasted life, never been satisfied. Well, even now at this late stage, even now you can live. Even now you can know life eternal. Even now you can be saved. I recall hearing the story of an elderly man, 80 years of age, same age as myself, and he was converted. Jesus called him one Sunday night in the gospel service, and he was saved. He received life eternal, and he sat there for hours afterwards crying, weeping. I wasted my life. I wasted my life, he said. Don't let that be you. Come to Jesus. Give yourself to him. Give yourself away to the one who died on the cross. The one who showed his love for you. The one who demonstrated such a great love for you. He came and he lived that life wickedly and evilly. I tell you, harassed and cruelly and vindictively treated by men, and yet loving them, and went to that cross, suffered the shame and disgrace of the cross, took the sins of the world upon himself, took the pain, took the hell, took all that upon himself on the cross for you. For you, Walsall, that you might live, that you might have life, because the life is in the blood, Moses said, and the life of God's in the blood of Jesus. So you go to him, you come to him, and you wash you and you make you clean in his blood, soul cleansing blood. You get washed of your sins. Receive him, eat and drink of him, and you get life, and your soul shall live like never before, and live eternally, everlastingly, never to die, never. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. How is that possible, you say? Because the person, the man, the woman who believes in Jesus has eternal, the seed of eternal life in them, cannot die. They have the life of God in them, cannot die. A sheer impossibility. But if you do not believe, if you will not believe, if you will not take Him, if you will not receive Him, then I guarantee you, your soul will die. Dead now. Dead now. Get out. Get out. Dead now, but dead, dead for all eternity, unless you come to Him and trust in love. That's what you've been asked to do. That's what's requested of you. That's what you're invited into. It's the voice of love that calls you. It's love that wants you. That wants, desires to love you more than you desire to be loved yourself. Come to love, not religion, not man-made religion, but come to love. Come to, His name is Jesus, and He's altogether love. He's altogether love. He's all over love. And He would love all over you. Should you come to Him? Should you receive Him? Should you believe in Him? Should you trust in Him? Oh, come today, Walsall. Don't delay. You don't know how long you have. You don't know. You don't know when your last day will be. Too late then. Now's the time. Now's the time He calls. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, He says. An everlasting bond of love and friendship. A covenant that cannot be broken. Inviolable. Unbreakable, I tell you. Oh, there are many people who tell you that they love you. Many people in this world who will promise to love you. A husband, a wife, mother, father, children, would be spouses. Oh, I love you, I'll never forsake you, I'll never abandon you, they say. And then 5 minutes later, they're doing the adultery. They're betraying you. And they're betraying your love. You love the people of this world, and so you should. But my friend, human love, fallen love, it will always fail. It will always come short. But Jesus offers you a covenant, a bond of love that is, an everlasting bond of love. He will never not love you again. He will love you, and He'll love the sin out of you. He'll love the guilt out of you. He'll love the condemnation out of you. He'll love you for time and for eternity. That's the promise, that's the guarantee, and a love, I tell you, that will satisfy you to the uttermost. Jesus. God, His name is Jesus. God promises you what He's able to give you, and gives what He promises, and offers it to you freely, I tell you, in His grace. Free, free, free as can be. Freely offered to you a covenant, a bond of friendship and love. That's what God has for you, Walsall sinner. And I ask you, I ask you to think about that. This is the holy, holy, holy God. This is God Almighty. This is God. God, hey, sir. Ho, ho, ho. Go wash that filthy mouth of yours out. Get on your knees, sir. Cry out to God that He'll have mercy on you. On your damnable soul. Oh, offers you freely. Freely, well, soul. Come to me, he says, and incline your ear to me. Come without money, without price. Rest for your soul. Life for your soul. Water for your soul. Bread for your soul. Why go you about thirsty and hungry? No money, you say. That's why. No money in the bank, you say. No job, you say. Homeless, you say. Thirsty, hungry, all the time. Come, come, says Jesus. Without money, without price. Incline your ear to me, come and your soul shall live, and I'll give you that which satisfies the bread of life, the water of life. You shall live eternally, everlastingly, for coming, trusting, believing, resting in Jesus, in this lovely, this wonderful person, the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them, who died on that cross, the man of sorrow, rejected of men, Jesus, who lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead alive, and alive forevermore. Conquered sin and death and hell. And calls you today. From his throne of grace. Calls you in love. Come to me, he says. Come to me and I'll give you this. And much, much more. Much, much more. Oh, listen up, will you? Listen, let the wicked forsake his way. Turn from your way, he says. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. Change your thinking. Your worldview. Your religion. Your thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, to his maker, his lawgiver, his judge, his redeemer. And he will have mercy upon him, and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Who is this but Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, abundantly pardon, forgive, just as if you had never ever sinned at all. That's how it will be in Jesus. Oh, come, come to him today, come. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. What of God's sown amongst you here today, Walsall? A word of life to you. A word that will bring life to you if you receive it. And it will bear fruit, the fruit of eternal life in your soul. If you receive it in faith, but if you reject it, if you reject this occasion, if you reject this offer, if you reject this so great love, it will come back and haunt you and condemn you in that day when God judges you. Let that not be you, O soul, but receive the offer of love. Receive the Son of love. Receive the God of love. Jesus is his name. Receive his love, his life today. Eternal, everlasting life set before you, offered to you. Take, eat, drink, says Jesus, and I'll give you that which satisfies your soul. Incline your ear, come unto me, and your soul shall live, also, shall live eternally, everlastingly. You're lighted. Like to know more of this, inquire into it. We have Bible, we have New Testament. I got this here, Gospel of John, freely offered to you, God's written words. Read the words of Jesus himself. The water that I shall give you shall be in you a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Read God's word to yourself. See that these things are so. Freely offered to you. No cost and no obligation to you. You have a question, ask it. Like somebody pray for you. God save you. Love you. Put life into your soul. That I would be more than happy to do that for you also. You just come and ask. Hear the word of God also. Hear the word of love. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, he says. Turn, 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 he says. Why will you die? But there is life and love and lasting joy to be found in Jesus. Come to him today. You may. May God bless you also. And have mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying soul.